This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh,
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping, seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide.
If suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour, we got, well, we talked about the problem with opioids, but what about digital heroin? What is that, and how is it impacting the kids? We're going to talk about it. How about threats to natural medicines, compounding pharmacies, right? These are, you know, cross between allopathic and more holistic. They're under the gun, according to the FDA. We'll talk about them. And then a new way to move through life with no food, because everybody wants that super done. All of our listeners don't want to eat, right? We're going to give you that option. Next
step. The point of living, if you
need
to eat, right?
Eat to live, live to eat. How about not eating at all? And living. Weird, huh? We got that coming up as well. You never know what you're going to get on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Not afraid to tackle some really tough and some bizarre out-of-this-world topics. We're going to do that this hour. But first, we're going to go to one of my favorite all-time topics. And since we also have a kind of a drug theme running through, we opened today talking about the absurdity of people being frightened after they read a drug insert and they may not want to take their drug anymore. You're really going to want to hear this when it comes to the detoxifying system of the body, the drainage canal of the body. What is the primary organ for detoxification? Not the largest, but the primary organ for detoxification.
I am your liver, the largest organ inside you. I'm like a supercomputer of the body for all I do. I am your liver, more than 500 things I do. I can perform 200 things at the same time inside of you.
Yes, he said largest, but inside of you. The skin is outside of you. It was a trick question, kind of thing. Here we go, liver update. This is a detoxification update, and it relates to, I don't know if I'd call this so-called disease or diagnosis a pet peeve of mine, but it's one of those things that annoys me because everybody just assumes that because there's a drug for it and that they pretend they can diagnose it, that it's really real. And that thing is called hepatitis C, the letter C. Non-A, non-B is now C. But what is it? Where is it? Is it actually the cause of anything? These things are very much in question here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but not in the mainstream pharmaceutically conflicted media. And many holistically inclined shows also tend to accept this claimed reality that hepatitis C is a deadly liver disease. Now, some of you are going to say, wait a second, Robert, you've really lost me now. Because I know somebody with hepatitis C, and they're in trouble, right? Their livers are in big trouble, and I've known people that died from hepatitis C. All right? I want you to step back for a moment before you go apoplectic and remember how we talk about HIV versus AIDS. Distinction. People have immune deficiency. That's real. Is it caused by a retrovirus named HIV? No, we dispute that in toto again. Same thing here. Are people dying of liver disease? Is liver inflammation of a severe variety very real? Yes. Is it caused by what they call hepatitis C? Very much in dispute. Not just here, but even in the medical literature, where if you dig deep enough, you begin to see, man, oh man, this is very suspicious. It's suspiciously like the claims that HIV causes AIDS. Have they even actually isolated something called hepatitis C? And even if they have identified the virus, is it the cause of the problem? Or is it what results from a highly congested and toxic and sluggish liver that's happened over decades? Decades. It's very convenient and easy to point to a virus. Remember, it's nonpartisan. It's not a Republican. It's not a Democrat. Virus is technically not even libertarian or socialist. Sorry, Bernie. But because of that, it's easy to blame it, and then they can come in and sweep you off your feet with a designer drug, a new drug that cost, I don't know, maybe it's $10,000, was it $13,000 for a few weeks of this stuff? And the Cochrane Collaboration recently came out with their assessment of this new hepatitis C antiviral drug. And guess what? It wasn't good. It's not pretty. Especially for those that say, hey, my gosh, this is the most amazing thing. We finally have a hepatitis C drug that works, and we're going to cure you. Or maybe not. The Cochrane Collaboration has found no evidence to support the claim that this miraculous new drug reverses what they call a hepatitis C infection. No evidence that it prolongs life. All this is, the new drug for hepatitis C, is a drug that somehow alters the test results on what they call a viral load test, which is, once again, nonspecific, cross-reactive, and in many ways not even determinant of viable, functioning, replicating viruses in the body. So you have this test, which is highly inaccurate, nonspecific, to tell you you have something called hepatitis C. They give you this drug costing you $10,000 to $12,000 to $15,000. How many weeks do you take it? You go back, take the test, and the test says, it's not there anymore. This is magic. This is black magic. This is sleight of hand, because it does nothing, in fact, to address the function of the liver, but targets a random phantom hepatitis inflammation virus, if you can call it that, that may or may not even be there, and it's certainly not the cause of the problem. Non-A, non-B, now it's C. The researchers noted that according to the 138 clinical trials reviewed, there were few deaths in either the placebo group or, again, there's so much to dig below the surface here. Now, distinction to be made, and Superdon, you tell me if I'm going too far in overemphasizing this. I want you people, who are you people? That's rude. Don't say that, Robert. No, I want you all to listen. This is very important. This does not mean that people aren't suffering from deadly liver inflammation. That is real. The claim that it's one isolated virus that hasn't been, maybe not even isolated, and that we have a miracle cure costing ungodly amounts of money that nobody has unless they're covered by insurance, which of course pools it and spreads it out over a lot of people, so not any one person really gets the big hit, if it's even covered. So if you come to this conclusion, that's not me, that's the Cochrane Collaboration, this is the same group that analyzed the flu shot and said those are pretty much worthless too. But you can't let that be the last word if you're Big Pharma. And so, in The Guardian, a UK newspaper, in an editorial response to the Cochrane analysis, they are desperate to give you the counterpoint. We are clinicians and scientists who have studied and treated patients with chronic hepatitis C virus infection over many years and patient groups that represent those affected by hepatitis C. Now, that's how they start their claim that hepatitis C antiviral drugs are effective, because they have to do the counteract. They have to counteract this bad publicity coming from another legitimate medical group analyzing the data and coming to a different conclusion. They can't stop there, because they can't. It's not like, we've got to attack that crazy homeopath on radio, Robert Scott Bell, who says that hepatitis C is not the cause of this thing, this liver inflammation, right? And so they come out and they say it just like I read it. But the reality is, if you read between the lines, we are the doctors who profit handsomely from the manufacturer, the makers of the drugs that we're selling, that we're prescribing to you. And we are the AstroTurf patient advocacy groups that don't really have a dog in the fight. We don't have hepatitis C, but we're getting paid a lot of money to pretend that we're concerned for other people with this so-called phony disease.
I was waiting for you to say, we are the knights who say knee.
We're getting there. Me.
Oh, okay.
Yes. This is a game of astroturfing. You've got a legitimate scientific body in the Conquering Collaboration that really is not partisan in that way. They're not taking drug money. That's one of the reasons why they can actually look at this without a jaded, well, maybe with a jaded eye to say, hey, let's see if this is for real. So having brought up these issues, now, some people are going to say, but what about the test? Throw it away. Throw it out. If it means anything, maybe there's still liver inflammation, right? Because it correlates. Whatever this hepatitis C claim is, correlates with severe liver inflammation. That's real. Hepatitis, liver inflammation. But I've been telling you about this for many years. The cornerstone for what I have started on my healing journey 26, 27 years ago now, with homeopathy, was a focal point on restoring integrity and function to the liver. Homeopathic drainage remedies, or drainage remedies, as they say in France, number one on my priority list to get everybody on that's worried about this hepatitis, A, B, C, D, E, F, or G, doesn't matter. Every day, we've got to do something good for the liver. Selenium, the number one trace mineral on planet Earth in a whole food form, is also going to be more powerful and more effective at pennies on the dollar than any toxic drug that makes you get to say, hey, look, my hepatitis C test turned out it's not there anymore. This is a completely made up, bogus, bunk assertion that positive test tells you it's the cause of the liver problem. The liver problem is because you've been eating crap your whole life, you've been breathing crap your whole life, you're drinking crap your whole life. All of the toxic poisons, synthetic isolates, pollution, as well as metabolic waste that your liver was overwhelmed, couldn't deal with, and now you've got opportunistic infections, whether it be bacterial, viral, or fungal. They're not the cause, they're the result of the intoxication. Selenium, chromium, molecular hydrogen, drink Echo water. The hydrogen will enhance the efficiency of the selenium to help neutralize the oxidative stress that's hampering your liver and inflaming your liver as well, and help to move it on out the body and detoxify it. Sweat it out. Far infrared technology. Herbs, alpha lipoic acid, milk thistle, dandelion. There's so much that you can be doing for your liver, and I'm going to let you do it while we're on this break. Okay? You ready? Go to it, and we're going to save our natural medicines after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
So we point out the absurdities, the dangerous absurdities of much of modern pharmaceutical allopathic pseudoscience and trying to tell you stuff that isn't real to make you take things that are artificially real that can really kill you. And under the guise of saving your life, that's what it is. It's all about saving your life. We're here to save you. And of course, when they argue against natural medicine, particularly homeopathy, they'll say, well, it can't kill you. We know that. So some will say, well, then it's not real. But they'll say, but if you take a homeopathic remedy, you could be, not taking something that's real that could have saved your life, right? There's always that game, right? It's not that the natural stuff is really dangerous. We admit that. The poison control centers, the real adverse event reporting system is very rare to have a death due to a dietary supplement. It's exceedingly rare, meaning never, a death to a homeopathic medicine in a homeopathic attenuation. So what's the problem? The problem is natural medicine competes with that industry that gave rise to this concept called regulatory capture.
In the early 1900s, a government agency was formed to protect the public from unsafe food and drugs. Since then, it has become corrupt and now protects the health of the industry over the safety of the public. Today, working with the government, they survive as soldiers of pharmaceutical fortune. If you love freedom, if you sell organic food or natural medicines, and if they find you, you might get a visit from the FDA team.
Well, boys and girls, the FDA is striking again, and the Alliance for Natural Health is trying to strike back. Big alert, action alert, tell Congress, save natural medicine. The FDA apparently has been distorting a law, That's not like them, right? So that's very weird. Out of sorts for the FDA. Trampling on a right to access needed medicines, natural medicines, even compounded medicines, compounding pharmacies that will individualize treatment even if you're going more allopathic. Endocrine, hormonal, whatever it is. I support them. I want you to have access if you decide to go allopathic to safer ways to do it. And these compounding shops, they know how to do it. And they're attacking them. And, of course, anything that could potentially be a drug or that's being investigated as a drug will mean the shutdown by the Fear and Death Administration of that natural substance that it was derived from. And here's the issue. The bill, let's see, what is this? There's a bill that's being submitted. Is this on a federal level or state level? It looks like a federal level, is it? Congressman Morgan Griffith.
Yes. Correct. It's on a federal level. Yes.
Yeah, Republican from Virginia and Henry Sweller, I don't know how to pronounce his name, a Republican from Texas, introduced H.R. 2871, the Preserving Patient Access to Compounded Medications Act of 2017. But it's not only compounded medications. It also means real natural substances. And this goes into something called monographs. They call them drug monographs, or I guess you can call them herbal monographs, but USP monographs. Right? The FDA apparently has been rejecting these monographs for natural substances if indeed a drug company is looking into that substance and synthesizing it. They're not supposed to do that. So this bill would mandate that the FDA accepts these USP monographs. Because if you're going to be made into a, for instance, in a compounding pharmacy, a customized medicine, a substance in the past had to meet some criteria. To appear on an FDA pre-approved list, the bulk drug list, to have a USP monograph, which identifies it, this is indeed what this is, or be a component of an approved drug. So what if you were submitting to FDA a monograph? You'd think that'd be the place that they go, oh, okay, this is it, it's legitimized, here it is, oh yeah, okay. But they're rejecting anything that was natural, like a supplement. They give the example of curcumin. Right? A lot of important uses. We've talked about it during a systemic anti-inflammatory. It seems to have evidence to support its role against cancer. And, of course, there's a synthetic analog as a drug, and because of that, the FDA doesn't want you to have that, and they're rejecting it outright. Super, I know there's a lot of convoluted language in this, but...
Yeah, it is a little confusing, but basically what it comes down to is the FDA is finding a way to try and eliminate... One of the, I guess they would probably look at this as a loophole. If you talk to somebody at the FDA, they'd be like, oh, this is a loophole for somebody to get some kind of, you know, curcumin, and because that's not a drug. You know, that's one of those natural health things, and we can't compete with that. So it's something that you really should look into and read, because this is, they're being sneaky. You're being sneaky little son of a guns here on this thing. And A&H, God bless them. They're always on top of this stuff and give you an opportunity to be able to try and take action.
Yeah, we have the link to the action in the notes today. Go to robertscottbell.com if you want to protect that. If you're on bioidentical hormones, I'm not saying you should be or should. It's up to you. But those could be threatened, too, under this if you don't get the level of protection for the docs and the pharmacists to do the right thing for those that want it. All right, folks. Place for health, freedom, and healing liberty continues.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride, so you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body, so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
Scott Bell Show.
Good morning. Cell phones have become an important way for many parents to communicate with their children and keep track of their whereabouts. But backers of this new initiative say a change is needed for those who worry all the screen time is hurting our kids.
Oh, now I understand the reference from earlier. Digital heroin. Digital heroin. They're talking about kids addicted to electronic screens. Whether it be, cell phones or iPads or the like, things like that. Super Don, I'm glad we grew up in an era where we barely had TV. I mean, we had TV, but there wasn't like 24/7 all kinds of stuff. We'd look forward to our Saturday morning cartoons, right? That's true.
I mean, we did have TV.
Yeah.
TV. I mean, you know, I would have to say TV was like literally, especially when we were younger, that was the only real screen time that even existed was TV, right?
Yeah, no, we didn't have computers at home.
It was that thing where your mom or your grandma would be like, don't be so close to the TV, it's going to make you blind.
Right, yep. We had that. We had the $6 Million Man, some of the evening shows that kids like too. But I just saw Saturday morning cartoons. Now, of course, TV is old news, right? Well, who needs a TV when you got a little cell phone? And there's, you know, there's problems associated with this. You know, electromagnetic radiation, EM field disruption. You know, if you're on the phone talking on these cell phones, these kids are just, they don't have a level of defense against what happens to them. And I'm reluctant to get my daughter a phone to actually activate until it's really necessary. And I don't believe it's necessary just yet.
Yeah, good luck with that, though. That can be a difficult one because, you know, all of their friends have one, right? It's like when we were kids. You're like, all my friends have a bike or, you know, right. or whatever the latest thing was, the G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip.
Yeah.
But, you know, this article comparing it to heroin I think is interesting because what they said is when they were doing research, they found that screen time, what you're talking about, a smartphone, an iPad, or whatever, it affects a part of the brain that is similar to when somebody does drugs, like cocaine. It has a very similar type of effect.
Stimulates a pleasure center of some kind,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I think, I know there are calls for legislation on this, but as a parent, it's like, you know, are we going to engage enough to say, you know what, put that thing down, enough, right? Of course, they might get mad at you, but I think we can handle it. Where's this story out of Colorado that we're about to cover?
Yeah, it's Colorado. So, interestingly enough, you know, they legalized recreational cannabis, right?
Yes, yeah.
And want to give people freedom there. Mm-hmm. But apparently there's this guy that is wanting to start a petition to outlaw smartphones for kids.
Ooh. Let's check in with one of the parents of Colorado, see if she's feeling a little bit like the government would help her out here, or she's more of a libertarian. These are my kids. Leave me alone. Leave us alone.
They're always in it, and it's hard to get them to focus and get their attention.
That's why Melanie Davidson, a working mom in Denver,
okay, you two, it's time to read,
restricts the amount of time her two kids spend on their phones.
It's up to myself and my husband to help make sure to pull them out of that every once in a while, sort of to parent and police that to some degree.
There you go. Isn't that end of story? Parents solve. Problem solved. Parents say, time to read. Get out of the cell phone. Get out of the iPad. That should be it right there. Am I wrong?
Should be. No,
should
you're
be.
Right. You're right. Yeah. You are absolutely right. You know, I mean, there's some parenting that's involved. It doesn't matter whether we're talking smartphones or or anything. You know, I mean, that's you got to be the parent, you know, to keep kids from doing things they shouldn't do and try and do the things they're supposed to do. So,
but what's the argument for big government here? It's like, well, parents aren't doing their job, or parents that don't want to do their job, or maybe it's a one-parent household, and so we need government intervention here. I mean, you're going to argue that we need to supersede parental authority somehow because these parents are just not able to do it, even though this woman says, hey, it's up to me and my husband, or her and her wife. I don't know. I mean, it's in Colorado. Anything goes, right? But let's check in on this news report and see where the government wants to go with this.
Dr. Tim Farnham says he's trying to help.
I'm with a group. We're trying to get a ballot initiative.
He's drumming up support through his organization, Parents Against Underage Smartphones, for a proposal to outlaw sales of smartphones for children under 13. Stores would have to ask about the age of the intended user and could face fines for multiple violations.
That's interesting. They're asking about the age of the intended. So you're a parent going in there to buy one for your kid, and they go, well, how old is your kid? Oh, she's 9. I'm sorry, I can't sell this to you. That's interesting, because I was thinking that they were going to ban it like cigarettes. A kid goes into a convenience store, wants to buy cigarettes, they say, you're 13, you can't buy it, right? It's one thing to restrict it to the kid who's underage. But they're going, parents, we're going to card the parents. Show me your kid, give us your birth certificate, right? Or else we ain't selling you the cell phone. I don't know, sounds like a little bit of an overreach. Or it could be.
Yeah, not liking that.
Lazy parents, maybe? Let's hear
not
this.
Not sure about
we
that.
We hear it from early age. Oh, I want a smartphone. I want a smartphone. That's all the kids want. You know, they don't want anything else. And now you can say, well, you know, sorry, can't get you one until you're 13.
Oh, so this, that's
all right,
it.
Now hold on.
Parental cop-out.
When you listen to this guy, this guy, you know, they want a smartphone. I want a smartphone. Can I have a smartphone? I'm going to say that if this guy has kids,
yes,
they must be like, Dad sucks, right? No, they want a smartphone. These kids, God, that's all they want is just a smartphone. He sounds like either A, he's just a jerk, or B, he's got kids who have driven him crazy with their smartphones, and he's going, oh, yeah, I'm going to, look, I'll show you. I'm going to make them banned.
I'm going to make it illegal. Yeah, but it sounds like a parent that maybe has been walked all over by his kids. Because let's say, you know, you look into the motivation behind this. Of course, we could say they're sinister plans. This is, you know, Orwellian. And you could argue that, but maybe it's just that this parent had enough and couldn't parent. And said, you know what, if I could get the government to do my job for me, I bet a lot of other parents would like that too. Then they can go to little Johnny and little Susie who are crying about wanting a cell phone like their friends. And they can go, well, sorry, it's against the law. It's against the law. Now, the question is, are these parents abandoning their kids? Is the government coming in for the rescue? What's going on here?
What we're doing to kids is not right. We're abandoning kids to technology, and it's doing them a lot of harm.
But Farnham's proposed ban faces bipartisan opposition. A Democratic state lawmaker called it the wrong solution to a serious problem, while a Republican suggested it's the work of those who sit around all day dreaming up ways to control your life.
At least there's bipartisan support against this bill. Right. It's not every Democrat wants to rule every aspect of your life. Perhaps maybe they're being paid off by the cell phone lobby. I don't know.
Well,
if I'm a little cynical,
you know what?
Here.
That's a good point, because, yeah, you know, the cell phone industry is not going to be too excited about this idea. So, you know, obviously, I think that would be a part
of
it.
Lobby,
but,
yeah,
you know, dude, I got to agree with you on this being a cop out, because, you know, listen, kids have been into stuff. A lot, you know, there's always been some gadget, something that kids are interested in, and you've always had to try and parent your kids and restrict them. And so I know you've gone through that with stuff with your kids. I had to do the same thing. But at the same time, I can also understand how the phenomenon that we've got going on right now with these smartphones, and it's, you know what, look, I think it's a cop-out in a lot of ways, not just with parents dealing with kids, but you know what, there are a lot of adults out there that are, you know, taking selfies and falling off of cliffs, you know, and walking into manholes and stuff like that. It is a bit of a problem, and I think the adults aren't doing a great job of regulating themselves in that way. But this whole notion of creating a law, it's totally misguided, because it's not about
you.
It'd be the same thing like gun control. It's not the gun that's causing the problem. It's the people.
Right. The parents not parenting.
Right.
I mean, but there ought to be a law. And, of course, here's the cool thing you could do as one parent to your kids when they say, but my friend Johnny next door has one. And then you say, well, little Johnny. I'm sorry, whoever your kid's name is. I'm just trying to think of this analogy on the fly here.
Yes.
Well, Johnny's parents are criminals. They're breaking the law. You just basically, you know, now you got the ability to go, they're going to be thrown in jail.
Just think about it. Maybe we could have like a see something, say something thing in Colorado where, you know,
turn in your neighbor,
other kids and stuff. Yeah.
Turn in your neighbor, turn in their parents, put them in prison, and then the government can really take on that job of parenting. So what is a parent here? Let's go back to that lady who said, you know what, we got to you know, negotiate this with my husband, my wife, whatever, and we got to take care of this. Let's see what the conclusion is from the parents of Colorado, at least this one parent.
Melanie Davidson says it's not the answer for her children.
I'm all for policy as a tool and as a tool for change, but a rule like this and a law like this is an overreach of government's role in our lives.
Well, I think she nailed it. It's an overreach, but policy is a tool for change. I'm a little, I don't know if I can go all in on that, Super Don, because you can always argue, well, in this case it was necessary, but in these 10 other cases it wasn't. And
yeah,
so policy is a tool for change. It's like the tax code, right? They reward certain behaviors, they punish certain behaviors, and they may not be your behaviors, but again, this is social engineering via government.
Sure. Well, listen, I mean, government exists. I think the role of government is completely overblown and out of control and has been for a long time. Government does serve a purpose. If there was a policy protecting, natural supplements and things of that nature, I would agree with it. Policy like what we're talking about with the ANH, where they want to try and make it so that people don't have the ability to choose those things, I'll disagree with that. Policy is policy. You know, we have to take it on its own merit. So, I understand what you're saying. Something crossed my mind here. Could you imagine if this guy that is wanting to pass this law, and if he's got kids,
yeah,
and these kids go to school, and their friends know that it was their dad that made it so they don't have a smartphone, that may not be a good situation right there.
Yeah.
What are you looking at, you hockey puck?
I mean, there's going to be a lot of stares going on. It would not be pretty. You wouldn't want to be
I will tell you, though, listen, right? If your kids have smartphones, there is technology out there, and where you can put timers on it. You can, assist you in being a parent if you're having some problems with the kids and telling them no. You know, there are things you can do. There are apps that you can download that will make it so they only have a certain amount of time, or it shuts off when they're supposed to be studying and stuff like that. So, I mean, there are a few things that can help you, but we don't need a law to do that.
Yeah. Well, and also, folks, if your kids are on them, and you are on them a lot, remember the EMF detox formula? EMF detox, that's from King Bio. That's a homeopathic formula addressing electromagnetic field disruptions. And there are homeopathic remedies that can help. Of course, we talk about selenium for a lot of things, and anything that can cause damage to the cells, including non-ionizing radiation, can be responded to by extra selenium and even silver hydrosol, which, by the way, can stop viral replication for those of you who still believe hepatitis C is real. Okay? Silver can't help, but it ain't the virus. Breathe, everybody.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded in the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries. And Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
The Aronia berry's from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Show notes are up. RobertScottBell.com. Thanks to Cap Morgan. Super Don making it sound so good. We had Daniel on the board tonight. If you ever want to reach us by phone, on the air or off the air, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Also, RobertScottBell.com, a place you can submit questions or comments like we've done tonight. You've submitted them. We answered them. Comments also, we scour the social media networks. There's the Robert Scott Bell Show on Facebook as well as Twitter at RS Bell Media. And Cap Morgan claims we even have an Instagram account, although Lord knows I don't know how to use it. Beyond me. So we'll figure it out. I hope somebody comes down to Curacao with us. That would be cool. Eat right, be right. Food is medicine, Curacao 2017. It's September 17th to the 23rd, a full week, going to an all-inclusive resort, and it's all organic, clean food. My gosh, all kinds of activities. Dr. Sunil Pai will be with me and others, and we'll be teaching you about food as medicine and other things. And man, oh man, that's the getaway. That's the one. And at September, that's high hurricane season, but fortunately where Curacao is, it's below the hurricane belt. So don't worry what's going on elsewhere. You can make it down, whether you're in Europe, flying down from the Netherlands nonstop on KLM, or from the States. We look forward to seeing you there. Other events coming up, check it out, robertscottbell.com. They're all in there. Now, very interesting topic. I say breathe. I always thought, sometimes I got to remember, breathe, Robert, breathe, right? And we've talked about altering your genes, epigenetics, through meditation, contemplation, prayer, you know, and there's a lot of breath work involved in yoga as well. But this takes it to a whole other level. And I mentioned it before, but Super Don brought this to my attention. He was intrigued. And the headline reads, crazy couple says they no longer need to eat. Now, lest you think that they're on a hunger strike, they're claiming to be breatharians. These are people that claim to live off the prana, the life force, the vital force through breath, and convert it into everything they need so they hardly ever have to eat. True breatharians claim they don't have to eat at all.
And Super D, I'm turning this over to you because I don't know what more I can say about this, but I'm intrigued by your intrigue.
Oh, God. Don't turn it over to me because I'm still, God, I'm stymied by this because I read this article and it's been making the rounds through social media and a lot of people are going, oh, whatever. This is, you know, in crazy fake news, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I spent some time on it this morning just kind of, you know, trying to find out what the heck is this a thing? And I did a search on YouTube and I was like, whoa,
it's wow,
this is a thing.
People are into it.
There's just tons and tons of videos and stuff on it. So I started looking through some of this stuff and it's a mixed bag because you get a lot of people that are like, I'm a breatharian, I haven't eaten, and I just, you know, I eat the energy of the universe, and, you know, I don't need water, I don't need food, I don't need anything. And, you know, conventional wisdom, which, you know, we don't always subscribe to because quite often it's wrong, but I have never even contemplated the idea that somebody could not eat or drink and survive, but...
Yeah.
Even though there have been some frauds in this area that have been debunked, I did see this video of this one guy that I believe is from India, where they put him in an observation room in a hospital with doctors inside, and they've got video of this whole thing. And he sat there for 10 days. Didn't eat. They even sealed off the toilet, right?
Wow.
So that, you know, he wouldn't be able to, and they observed him, and believe it or not, after 10 days, and they did a second time after 15 days, they found that he was in perfect health, because listen, if you don't eat and drink for a while, you're going to have organ failure. I mean, that's just what people understand.
That's supposed to happen, right?
Exactly. But this guy, somehow, was in perfect health, and they said that even in his bladder formed urine, but somehow it would be absorbed back into the body.
Wow.
So, listen, my judgment on this, which I'm not 100% yet because I'm still reading into it, but my conclusion to this here is that in everything, there's always an exception to the rule. There's going to be some guy or some person that can do things that are, you know, just outside of the norm.
Mm-hmm.
But the average person, in my opinion, cannot do this. And people have tried and they've died. So if you're thinking about doing this, you really might want to really look into it and consider all of the ins and outs of the situation.
Before committing to it.
I don't see this as being something that the average person can do.
Well, Super Don, the exception to the rule really leads to a deeper understanding of rules that we didn't know existed. I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm not saying I'm going to become a breatharian. I'm not saying I've even met a breatharian. But the concept of the vital force, the prana, the essence of the universe keeping you alive, that's real. I don't know how to do it without an occasional burger or even a vegetarian dish. But for now, we're going to sign off. Until tomorrow, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.